280P Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in Manchester, New Hampshire, where it's down to Donald Trump and Nikki Haley.
So who are you supporting today?
Donald Trump.
Trump's the only one that can come up and clean up what we're going through.
Nikki Haley, time for a change.
Voters in the tiny community of Dixville Notch were first to cast their ballots at midnight. All six voted for Haley.
Nikki's a fighter and she's not giving up, and I just really hope that the rest of New Hampshire follows us.
Polls close at 8 p.m. Eastern. Never has a candidate won Iowa and New Hampshire and lost the nomination. I'm Matt Piper in Manchester, New Hampshire. Now with more CBS News, here's Monica Ricks.
President Biden joined forces with Vice President Kamala Harris today in Virginia.
The chants from ardent supporters encircled the speech and provided cushioning from frequent interruptions by pro-Palestinian supporters. The president, appearing somewhat annoyed, pressed ahead with his message to restore abortion rights.
The person most responsible for taking away this freedom in America is Donald Trump.
And Mr. Biden added, voters can bring it back.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. Israel, meantime, says 21 soldiers died today in its worst day of war since October 7th. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
The Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari said troops had wired two-story buildings with explosives to blow them up near the Israeli border. As far as we know, an RPG was fired by terrorists at a tank securing the forces, and simultaneously an explosion occurred in the buildings, Hagari said.
Most of the forces were inside or near them. Wars, climate change, even AI, now causing the doomsday clock to tick closer to midnight.
Bulletin president and CEO Rachel Bronson tells us the 2024 doomsday clock reads
90 seconds to midnight.
She says the reading is unchanged from last year because of a variety of global threats, but it is still possible to turn the clock back. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Today, longtime CBS journalist Charlie Osgood died. Correspondent Michael George takes a look back at his career.
The Bronx native spent nearly half a century at CBS News.
Charles Osgood, CBS News, on a 1949 Motorola.
Building a reputation as a respected journalist.
At the top of the news, President Bush is in Holland.
And a gifted writer.
They call it cyberphobia.
But his first love, radio.
See you on the radio. I say that every week. A peculiar phrase some people think for anyone to speak.
His reports often rhymed. Charles Osgood was 91. And social media is buzzing about Barbie today. Margot Robbie and director Greta Gerwig got snubbed at today's Oscar nominations.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Town Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. Let's go courtside for a preview of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
And this is where the party is at tonight in the Chippewa Valley, live from Memorial High School. It's Eau Claire area boys basketball. This evening, the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes go up against the Superior Spartans in an intriguing non-conference matchup. The Old Abes have been having a spectacular season thus far, leaders of the Big Rivers Conference with a chance to, for all intents and purposes, wrap up that race this weekend. However, tonight they venture outside the conference to take on Superior with a game that has as much importance as a conference game. Memorial is not only atop the BRC, but they have eyes on a very good seed in the WIAA tournament, and a victory over Superior, a fellow D1 team, would go a long way to helping that cause. As for Superior, it's a chance for them to make their own seeding case. Superior is 12-3 overall, but many of their games are against schools in Duluth. Strong competition for sure, but since the games are in Minnesota, the weight they carry can sometimes be messy come seeding time. Memorial has won the last six meetings between the two schools, though last year's game in Superior was a particularly tight one. Again, Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Derek, your initial thoughts tonight.
Well, you've seen Superior here. They've struggled in this matchup. It has been a rough go of it. Have not won against Memorial since 2016.
So it'll be Memorial against Superior tonight. We'll step aside when we return. We chat with the head coach of the Memorial Old Aids, Chad Brisky, as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues from Eau Claire Hometown Media at 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helped millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
And welcome back inside of Memorial High School. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well as the Memorial Old Aves and the Superior Spartans getting ready for a non-conference matchup. But as we said before, a huge game with seeding implications. Two teams that are having very good years, and come seeding time, this game could very well be a fulcrum to whoever gets the better seed than the other one. Superior has lost the last six meetings between the two schools, but last year, Memorial needed a two-point win to edge it out. Before the game, we had a chance to catch up with longtime Memorial head coach Chad Brisky. The Old Aves have been outstanding this year, 12-3 overall, 7-0 in the conference, but they did lose on Saturday over in Minnesota to Park Center, an outstanding squad in their own right, Park Center, with a number of, well, future collegians on their roster. First thing we had Chad talk about was that game on Saturday. It was a game that looked a lot worse in the final box score than by what he says here, he actually saw out on the court.
Yeah, we knew Park Center, I mean, they're the number one rated team in Minnesota for a reason with their four high major basketball players, and their athleticism obviously is something that we prepared for, but you can't simulate in practice either. So, you know, I liked how our guys continued to compete throughout the game. You know, one of the reasons it went from 12 to 15 out to 25 is because we continued to press them at the end to try to get a run ourselves. And when you press a good team like that, sometimes they can get you on the back end. And you know, we thought we missed some opportunities to score. They don't give you many easy opportunities, so when we had a couple and missed them, that was tough. When we cut it to 9 in the second half with about 15 to play, kind of felt like we had a little rhythm. And the kudos to them, they took us out of it. It was a great environment to play in, and I think one that our guys learned a lot from.
How do you make sure you take that?
that as a positive. It becomes a good thing, taking on good competition. Just to play good competition doesn't automatically become a benefit. So what do you do to make sure, hey, we got something out of it? It's one thing to lose to a very good team, but I want to make sure I take something out of that.
I think it's, you know, kind of struggling in the moments where we did some small things really well. Like, we worked extremely hard because we were so athletic, and we had some success getting the ball entered into the offense off the wing because of how hard we were working with it. And we haven't seen that type of dedication to working to get open in the past, and so I think that will carry over. And you look for those little details where you had to do everything a little bit better, and then you can show them on film, like, listen, this is a small moment in the game where we did really well against a top team. You know, if we can string a lot of these small moments together, we can be pretty special. So I think that's part of it. And to be honest, one of the other great things is the guys went in expecting to win. And afterwards, I'm not going to lie, there was disappointment in the locker room that we didn't fare better. So having that kind of sit on you a little bit is okay, because I think you don't want to enter the game with wide eyes and just kind of have the, oh, we're just glad to be here moment. And our guys really felt that they could compete better. They were more dedicated on Monday when we came into practice in terms of getting better. And those are all things that you hope to pull out of a game like that.
We ask the same question, whether your team was struggling or whether your team is where you are right now. You've been one of the better teams in Western Wisconsin. Everybody's in the same position right now. They want to be angling towards their best basketball of the year. What do you guys still want to fine-tune? You kind of touched on a couple of things there from the game on Saturday, but where do you still have a bit of a ceiling?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think looking at the defensive end, our communication level still kind of waxes and wanes a little bit. So becoming a more consistent communication defensive team, and then understanding how to clean the glass, especially against athletic teams, so that you actually get the stop instead of, like, you work really hard to force them into a tough shot and then they get the offensive rebound put back. You know, defensively, we got some work to do that way. And offensively, just we haven't shot the ball well in a while. We've created some good looks for ourselves. We've shot it okay. And certainly, I think some teams would be looking at our stats and saying, well, geez, it seems like you're shooting it well. But we haven't shot it to the level we think we're capable of. So just kind of having the guys mentally prepare, because I don't think it's necessarily a physical thing. It's more of a mental preparation thing, that having our guys understand we can take this thing to another level through early preparation in our shot work and utilizing the offense to create easy looks that we have to capitalize and finish. So we've got a long way to go before we're the best version of ourselves. And the good thing is we still got 5 weeks to figure that out.
And again, travel in high school isn't quite the same as it is in college and the pros, but travel is travel, and you guys have had a couple of, you know, 2-4-hour drives and whatnot throughout the course of the first couple of months. How nice is it, though, to be home, understanding that home doesn't automatically mean wins, but it's a lot easier to play at home?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we're 12-3, and it feels like we played maybe 2 home games, you know, and we said the one was like a Christmas holiday, so that doesn't even hardly count because it doesn't feel like it's a home game. So we're excited. We get 7 of 9 at home or something here, and it's always fun to play in front of your home fans, especially when you're playing well. So we're excited to get back in front of our home fans and play on your home court where you feel a little more comfortable, and hopefully that allows us to shoot the ball a little better with some familiar surroundings, and we can build some momentum going into playoffs that way.
And once again, that was the head coach of the Memorial Old Abes, Chad Briskey. We'll take one more break. When we return, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip of this one. Memorial, a rare home game for them this year. A chance for them to take on Superior, a non-conference matchup. We'll have all that right after this. This is High School Basketball, presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. It's time for tonight's starting lineups and tip-off. Back to the court and Scott Montesano.
For the Memorial Old Abes, it's a rare home game for them, just their fourth home game on the year. but they'll get a chance to play at this venerable old facility a lot over the next month. Just two road games the rest of the way. Memorial 12-3 against Superior, also 12-3. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. And before we get to the national anthem and starting lineups, Derek, this might be a non-conference matchup, but it's a fun one nonetheless because it's got that seeding implication.
Yeah, seeding implications are a huge thing. They're not glossed over because that's where you are, that's who you're playing against. If you have a higher seed, you got an easier matchup.
The Superior Spartans, led by the likes of Trace and Saniger and Calvin Anderson, they are a tall team, Superior, from what we can see. Anderson, by the way, at 6'5", and he is a dunker. He will dunk the basketball. Had three dunks in a recent game. Meanwhile, for Memorial, Jesperson, Amboga, Clark, they remain the leaders for this team. Nice crowd making its way in on a Tuesday night. They honored some of the other athletic champions that Memorial has had over the last several months, so they had that ceremony prior to the warm-ups today. And that was kind of fun to see, right, Derek?
Yeah, that was fun to see.
Now the crowd being split because there's also a boys hockey game tonight, Memorial against Hudson. So when you've got that, the students are split, the fan base is split, but people are here tonight. Before our starting lineups, we pause and ask from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, USA, our national anthem. And with that, let's get to tonight's starting lineups. First for Superior, Corey Diedrich in his third season as the head coach. Superior has won seven consecutive games. Again, 12-3 overall. They'll start a 6'3 senior, Brandon Aker, a 6'2 senior, Trayson Saniger, 6'3 sophomore, Drew Eisel, a 5'10 senior, Kyle Johnson, and a 6'5 sophomore in Calvin Anderson. So again, for Superior, it's Aker, Saniger, Eisel, Johnson, and Anderson. Now for Chad Briskey's Old Abes, they too are 12-0. They'll have a shot to, for all intents and purposes, wrap up the BRC on Friday when they take on River Falls. But before that, a big game here against Superior. They'll start the 6'6 senior, Elliot Height, 5'11 junior, Julius Clark, 6' junior, Bryce Hedke, the 6'2 junior, Cooper Jesperson, and 6'3 junior, Wesley Amboga. Height, Clark, Hedke, Jesperson, Amboga. Derek, we saw this Memorial team control that game against North a couple of weeks ago, but as we heard Chad talk about in the pregame interview, still feels his team's got some room to go when it comes to shooting the basketball. He doesn't think they're shooting the ball all that well as of late.
Yeah, shooting has been a big part of them, getting points. So if you can't shoot well, then that becomes a problem.
Cooper Jesperson, by the way, has hit 53 pointers. He's the second leading scorer in the conference, third in the conference in assists. All right, in this first half of play, Memorial from right to left. They've got the white jerseys on, trimmed in dark blue. Meanwhile, Superior red jerseys trimmed in a Columbia blue. The ball's up in the air, and the opening tap controlled by Memorial. Quick three ball from the right side by Jesperson. Grazes the rim, no good. And careens out of bounds, ball back to Superior. Superior has won seven straight games. They play mostly in the Lake Superior Conference with Duluth schools. Makes sense, you know, geography-wise. But they don't play a lot of Minnesota schools. Underneath for Superior, Saniger can't finish with a runner. He gets the ball back himself and scores on the follow-up. So Saniger puts it back in, and Superior out to the 2-0 lead. Saniger, one of the leaders in terms of scoring for the Superior team. And Boga right side, feeds it underneath to Height. Back outside goes Memorial. Right wing, there's Jesperson, works to the baseline, bounce feet underneath, looking for Height, the ball knocked out of his hands, scooped up by Saniger for Superior, and Superior the basketball.
Yeah, that's just a classic steal, ball to the floor, and then 2v1, that was expected.
High out of the left for Superior is Anderson, just a sophomore at 6'5", he's going to get a lot of attention. Saniger, top of the key for Superior, bumped into a Boga. Boga goes down to an E. Saniger for three, too strong off the back heel. And the ball actually went up and grazed the top of the shot clock that is above the basket of the shot clock not used. In high school basketball, a lot of schools installed the shot clock about 7 years ago, and it seemed like it was a fait accompli that the shot clock was going to be added to Wisconsin high school basketball, but it narrowly was voted down and has not been close to coming back since. And Boga for three, left wing, count it. Wesley and Boga for three, and Memorial takes the 3-2 lead early. And Boga averaging just over 14 points per game for Memorial. Curling into the lane as Anderson goes back outside, high right to Kyle Johnson. Right corner to Anderson with it for Superior. These red jerseys for Superior, think of blue for Superior, but they're going with the red this year as a travel called on Anderson working the baseline. So Anderson called for the travel and the ball back to Memorial.
The travel, something you really can't, you try your best to avoid, but then the ball gets picked up and you're actually going to take him instead.
He took a little contact that threw him off rhythm, if you will. Hedke at midcourt for Memorial. High out to the left side for Jesperson. One of the rare times Memorial's broken out these tidy whiteys this year, just their fourth home game. Hedke three, right corner. No, long rebound along the baseline. They're going to get Hedke on a foul going for the missed shot. He bumped into Eisel of Superior and the ball back to Superior. Get a nice crowd, people on both sides. We broadcast elevated above the court. At the front of the balcony area, we got some people sitting down below us. We got some people sitting behind us on this Tuesday night. And of course, happy to have you along with us as well. Saniger drives in left side of the lane. He got bumped and traveled. Took a little hip check from Julius Clark. They did not call a foul on the contact, but they get the travel on Saniger. And the ball back to Memorial. 3-2, 15:30 left in the first half. Jesperson, left side for Memorial, puts it on the deck a couple of times, worms his way to the side of the lane, had the ball knocked out of his hands, gets it back. Hedke, right wing for Memorial, will drop it for Clark. Back underneath, they find Mbogu, scores with the left hand off the window. Couple of nifty passes, finding Mbogu loose underneath, and he scores with the left hand. Oh, a play as sweet as an Oreo milkshake. So Memorial on an early 5-0 run to take the 5-2 lead. Aker dribbling in right side for Superior. He takes contact, puts up a floater with the right hand. No good. Wouldn't have counted anyway, though. They're going to get a foul on Owen Gibson of Memorial. That'll be his first and the team's second. 14:44 left in the first. The non-shooting foul there. Senator floats it in. Gets it back right corner, then takes the three and bottoms. Trayson Senator for three. He's got 5 points early. In fact, all five of Superior's points, and the game tied at five.
Both teams with just one player scoring.
Amboga, side of the lane for Memorial, and he teardrops it in with the right hand. Oh, it was like he was trying to, just trying to throw a wadded up piece of paper into a trash receptacle. Just a lazy little floater there, and it went in. And we'll get a foul here on Memorial the other way, a non-shooting foul. 7-5 in favor of Memorial, 14:07 left here in the first half.
And of course, Mboga just adding my point over back the other way with his 7th point of the game.
And Mboga's really been coming through for Memorial. A lot of attention's been going on Jesperson, the second leading scorer in the BRC, as a travel call non-superior will give the ball back to Memorial. For the first month or so of the year, it was all Jesperson. Well, obviously, teams have been keying on him, and now Mboga has been stepping up more. Turnover here by Memorial as it's picked off by Superior. 2-on-1 the other way, but Saniger takes it himself, can't score. Anderson gets the rebound. He's tied up. Hell ball situation is going to give the ball, well, it's going to say Superior ball. But Saniger, on the left side, picked off a pass in midcourt, came the other way in a 2-on-1, tried to take it himself, didn't score, but Superior keeps possession. Superior ball down by two. Johnson, right side, dribbles with the left hand, works his way to the top of the key, passes the right corner, and a three ball by Aker, hits off the side of the rim, and the rebound is corralled by Gibson for Memorial. That ball floated around a bit in his fingertips, but he was able to settle it down, like trying to get a cat to take a nap on your lap. Memorial the ball in a 2-point lead early. Jesperson, right hand dribble at the top of the key. They swing it around, right side open, three by Ian Bauer. No, ball tapped out of bounds across the baseline. It will stay Memorial ball. Bauer, the sophomore, was open right side, just could not get that shot to fall. Memorial just their fourth home game, but they will be home a lot in the final month of the regular season. And if things keep trending the way they are, they'll get a couple of home playoff games as well. Bryce Hecke for three, left wing, bottoms. Bryce Hecke for three, and Memorial takes a 10-5 lead.
What can I say other than Memorial makes their shot?
Saniger. Deep three up top for Superior. Front rim, back rim, leaks off the front. No good. Rebound and Boga. Superior, Memorial the other way. Ball thrown ahead. Saved along the baseline by Hecke. Got it to get underneath. He scores as he's fouled. And Memorial takes a 14-5 lead. Or a 12-5 lead, I should say. The ball thrown ahead of the baseline. A great job by Hecke to hustle and save it. And he threw it into the hands of Gibson, whose hand was fouled. Gibson, though, can't make the free throw as it skips out, no good. And the ball back to Superior.
The free throw line has been a bit of a problem other than Jesperson for the old names.
That's one thing. Oh, there are a number of guys who have been struggling at the line for Memorial. Other than Jesperson, it's not an automatic point for Memorial. As Superior to the way, the ball knocked away into the Memorial bench. It'll stay Superior ball as it was tapped out by Memorial. By the way, that last foul on Superior is on Aker, his first, and Superior's first. Chad Briskey, head coach for Memorial Old Names. His traditional look that he's long since gone with, the sweater vest look. Jim Tressel, Rex Ryan-esque from about 15 years ago in football, and Chad Briskey keeping it popular here in Western Wisconsin. Travel on Superior is Saniger. Pinballed his way underneath, took a lot of contact, and again got thrown off rhythm, and a travel call. By the way, Superior's coaching staff, Corey Diedrich, going with the slacks and a kind of a long sleeve light jacket on top of that. You don't see the high school coaches breaking out the sweatsuits like they are in college and the pros quite yet, and I And I like the classier look that the coaches wear in high school. Feed underneath from Memorial to the right block. Unable to finish, though, as Ian Bauer. Bauer was right there. Put up a shot, but it pitter-pattered on the rim and spit out no good. Ball back to Superior. 12-5, Memorial leads. 11:30 to go in the first half. High out left, Anderson for Superior, being guarded by Hedke. Anderson tries to work his way underneath. He got fouled by Hedke. Both of them go tumbling down to the deck. But a foul on Hedke, and that'll be the third foul on Memorial. And Hedke's second personal, not even midway through the first half. One thing you're seeing, this Superior team is trying to bully ball their way to the rim, and Memorial's not allowing them to do it. Ball thrown in along the baseline. It goes off the fingertips of Aker, picked up by Julius Clark, and then Clark got fouled by Aker. That'll be his second foul, his team's second, and Aker will take a seat on the bench for Superior.
Well, Memorial up by 7 here. They've taken the early lead. Now let's see if they hold it.
And Memorial a chance to make an early impression on this one. Dictate the play for a while. Ian Bauer, right wing, feeds it along the right sideline to Jesperson, who's still looking for his first points of the game, the BRC second leading scorer. Jesperson, left block, outside Clark, up top for Simmons, who's getting some action. High out right for Bauer, back to Simmons, right side. Left wing, here's Clark, angles his way underneath, scoop shot with the right hand, and he scores off the window. What a play by Julius Clark, as nice as a surprise Tuesday pizza dinner, as Clark wiggled his way underneath and scored with a right-hand underhand shot. Nice play there, and it gives Memorial a 14-5 lead, a 9-point lead, the largest of the game so far. Sanderger, bully balling his way underneath, pounding down on Jesperson. He'll score underneath as they allowed a lot of contact. And then a quick timeout taken by Superior. So Sanager the point. He's got all 7 of Superior's points so far. 10-11 to go in the first half. Memorial leads 14-7. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school basketball presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school. But I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
14-7, Memorial leading Superior with 10 minutes to play in the first half. Coming out of the Superior timeout, it's Memorial ball as they attack the hoop down to our left. Ian Bauer up top for Memorial, got it to Simmons. Simmons, the junior, coming off the bench, seeing time. Elliot Height, left baseline, back outside to Clark. Baseball pass to Simmons, left corner. Swings the Bauer left wing, and now outside at midcourt to Amboga as Memorial will reload. Clark, that acrobatic shot moments ago, has it left wing, back between the wheels to Amboga, puts on the deck once, fires a pass underneath the height, but then Height dribbles it back outside the arc, ball fingertipped out of his possession by Sanager, but Height is able to track it down in midcourt. Memorial keeps possession. Amboga, right side, overhead pass, high out right to Clark, is the old A's massaging things, is Amboga for 3, right wing, bottoms! Wesley Amboga hits the 3, and it's 17-7 in favor of Memorial, a game-high 10-point lead. Memorial was rubbing the back of Superior there, looking to relax the muscle. They got Amboga loose along the left side, and he hit the 3. Sanager tries to answer for Superior with a 3, but it comes up short, hitting the front rim, no good, and the ball back to Memorial, trying to add to a 10-point lead. Right side, Clark, out beyond the arc. He'll dribble outside. Swung around to Jesperson, left wing, free off the heel. That was Bauer, by the way. No good offensive rebound, though, Memorial. Clark has it right corner for the Ole Aves. Clark being double-teamed the corner. Oh, fires a pass along the baseline to Simmons. Can't score with the right hand, though, as he was there open but could not score. Saniger runs the floor for Superior. Coming the other way, he's fouled, though, on the drive. That'll be the fourth foul on Memorial. They're not going to give in the shots on that, though. All the offense, though, going through Saniger for Superior. They're going to need somebody else to step up right now. Saniger has all seven of the points. Superior basketball. Saniger, right corner, takes a contested three. It's an air ball, lands in the lap of Amboga of Memorial. Amboga runs up the floor but decelerates right wing, and Memorial will settle into the offense, leading by 10 midway through the first half. Amboga, right wing, dribbles with the left hand a couple of times. Little rhythmic clap from the Superior bench, trying to get the defense going. Clark for three, right side, too strong off the window. Rebound to Anderson. Anderson yo-yos the ball up the floor. Superior, now he'll wait for help, and Superior settles into the offense. Feet underneath to Anderson, collects the pass, puts up a shot. Nope, but he got fouled. And Calvin Anderson to the line to shoot two. Jesperson picks up the foul.
All offense so far, at least for this little run here, has gone to Memorial.
So Anderson to the line, trying to get his first points of the night, and the sophomore ricochets it off the rim, no good. Hey, check out our full sports schedule by visiting the echometownradio.com website. Links to not only upcoming games, but also audio and video highlights of prior games as well. That's at echometownradio.com. Anderson does make the second free throw. That trims the Memorial lead to 9, 17-8, 7.5 to go in the first half. And Boga out between the wheels for Memorial. Throws it to the free throw line to Owen Gibson. They'll get it to Amboga at the left block. Back out to the left wing to Yates. Now Clark wiggles away underneath. Feeds a pass underneath for Amboga. No, they get the offensive rebound. The putback by Amboga, no good. Another chance for Memorial on an offensive rebound. And it's Caleb Yates who's able to score off the glass. Caleb Yates, the junior, with the points. And Memorial's up by 11 at 19-8. If at first you don't succeed, try again for Memorial. And now the other way, an offensive foul called on Superior. And Memorial's going to get the ball right back, trying to add to this 11-point lead with 6:45 to go in the first half.
Memorial here is trying to build a comfortable cushion.
Memorial, by the way, had that tough game on Saturday. It's Jefferson for three. Bottoms! Put that one from darn near the Hy-Vee parking lot. A deep shot from the right wing goes in. Jesperson, his 51st three-pointer of the year, and it's a game-high lead of 22-8, a 14-point lead. Foul call now on Memorial the other way as a reach-in foul. That's going to be the seventh foul on Memorial, though, and send Superior to the line to shoot a 1-1. Well, one thing Chad Brisky talked about, Derek, this Memorial team had a tough game on Saturday against a very good Park Center team. Just playing great competition, though, doesn't automatically make you better. What do you do to take advantage of it? And Chad liked how his team not only didn't give up in that game on Saturday over in Minnesota, but he liked some of the things he saw as far as guys finding open spots. They ratcheted up the defensive pressure as they had to. Free throw on the way here by Drew Eisel. He misses the front end of the 1-1. And the ball back to Memorial. They lead by a game-high 14, 22-8. Now, they took some lessons from that defense on Saturday against that Park Center squad in Minnesota that is laden with D1 talent. Clark for three, right corner, no. Offensive rebound at Boga. He goes up strong. He got whacked on the way up. Ball does not go in, but Amboga earns himself a couple of free throws because of that offensive rebound.
Yeah, so playing a good team, you got to make sure not to develop any bad habits trying to catch them. It's like playing a team that you're dominating. You don't want to develop bad habits, and you don't really want to, and you got to keep your composure.
You know, one thing for this Memorial team is Ambol gets the first free throw. Is obviously you learn a lot by winning too. But when you take on a team that maybe is a little bit more skilled than you are, as Memorial did on Saturday, it makes you have to play up a level. And that's key. You can sometimes sear in some better habits. As Ambolga makes both of the free throws, and the lead is now 24-8, a 16-point lead. We're going to get a foul as Saniger was running up the floor and going to get a reach-in foul on Clark. That'll send Saniger to the line. Back before they stopped allowing it, for instance, used to have women's basketball teams always train against boys' basketball teams in college because it would make the women have to learn how to play without the ball a lot. How do you play defense? And Saniger makes the first free throw. You see that in hockey all the time, playing a team that's maybe a level or two ahead of you, so you learn how to play without the ball. You learn your positioning, because you can't make any mistakes or they're going to make you pay for it. And it looks like Memorial may have picked up some things from that game on Saturday. Saniger makes both free throws. Memorial's lead cut to 24-10, and now Memorial throws the ball away. A cross-court pass from Bauer, too tall for Ambolga, who is 6'3", but needed to be 6'8" to collect that ball. And the ball turned over to Superior. 5:40 left in the first half. Memorial leads 24-10. Both teams at 12-3 in this non-conference matchup. But another foul on Memorial. Their ninth foul just out at midcourt again. This time they're going to get Shamir Simmons. He was belly-to-belly with Saniger, and they called the foul that time. Superior keeps initiating contact. They're getting the fouls called, but can they take advantage at the free throw line? As Saniger's first free throw is good.
That's a huge thing. If you're committing the fouls, that isn't free points for the other team.
As long as the Superior starts making their free throws, the Saniger bury both, it does become free points. 24-12 in favor of Memorial. The lead trimmed to 12. Deep three by Jesperson from near midcourt. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound, Ambolga. Back outside to Jesperson. Drives the lane, jump stop. Puts up a shot, no good. But he got fouled. They're not going to give him the shots, though. They're going to say he was fouled before the shots. He tried the Euro step into the lane. He got fouled when he came down on that. It'll be the first personal on Trayson Saniger of Superior. And just the team six of the last non-shooting foul. 5:15 left in the first half. Jesperson three, left wing. Off the back heel, no. Offensive rebound to Saniger. Nice nifty dribbling in the backcourt to avoid a steal. And now he'll walk it up the floor. Left side for Superior. That's Isaac Peterson seeing time. Back out in midcourt. Here's Saniger. He's been almost the entire offense. A three left wing. Line drives it, no good. Up for the rebound was Bauer. He'll run up the floor. Tries to lead it ahead down Bolg, but stolen away by Saniger. A two-on-two, Saniger. Euro step into the lane. Floated with the right hand. No, gets his own rebound. The putback, that's too strong off the window. But Saniger earned the foul and is going to go to the line to shoot two. Well, for Superior right now, their whole offense has been like a pizza maker. That always goes to the tried and true pepperoni as a topping, as Saniger makes the first free throw. They haven't been able to find any other options. He's the comfort food for their offense right now, is Saniger. Saniger has 12 of their 13 points. Make that 13 of their 14 points. He'll finally come out of the ball game for a moment. He needs a blow. So he'll come out of the ball game after making both of those free throws. 4:40 to play in the first half. Memorial leads 24-14. So a 10-point lead for Memorial. Jesperson, high out right, dribbles between the legs, being guarded by Isaac Peterson. Jesperson Jesperson gets the ball back again. High out right. Pitter patters with the ball, works his way to the baseline, drives underneath, leaves it for Mbonga, puts it up. Oh, it leaks off the left side of the rim. Beautiful play there by Jesperson. Everybody surrounded him as though they're a paparazzi seeing the starlet come out of the limo. So he fed it to an open Mbonga right below the rim, but he could not score. 10-point lead for Memorial, but Superior has the ball. But they got to find offense other than Saniger, who's getting a well-earned breather on the bench. Anderson drives on in, left it up with the left hand. No! Rebound along the baseline, saved by Simmons for Memorial into the hands of Mbonga. And Memorial the basketball. They come down to our left, trying to add to this 24-14 lead. Jesperson got it to the free throw extended to Simmons. They swing it around to the left side for Yates. Yates dribbles a couple times before they'll pass it around to Mbonga. Right side three off the heel. Long rebound. Simmons has it go off his hands. Tries to save it along the far side of the line. He cannot. And the ball turned back over to Superior. Hey, folks, our coverage of high school basketball continues next Tuesday night. Altoona versus Prescott in boys basketball. Altoona versus Prescott next Tuesday. Coverage begins at 7 right here with Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap. Saniger back into the game for Superior. He was as restless as a dog being kept in a cage. He wanted to get back out there, and there he is. Saniger has it right side. Right-hand dribble to the lane. Got double team. Forced up a shot, and that ball will loop in over the front rim. Shoved the square peg into the round hole right there, did he? As he took on three Memorial Old Abes, got hit as he took the shot. Yates for three, left side for Memorial. That's no good. Rebound on the baseline, picked up by Anderson. He dribbles out of a double team, and Superior comes from left to right. Anderson into the lane. Got turned around, though. Good defense by Yates. Anderson now hands it off to a cutting Saniger, and Saniger is able to stream his way through the lane and score. All of a sudden, it's a 6-point lead for Memorial. They led by as many as 16. It's been a 10-0 run for Superior. 24-18. Memorial leads. Jesperson for three. Right wing. Bottoms! Cooper Jesperson able to throw a wet blanket on the Superior Fire as he buries that three and makes it 27-18.
Jesperson has quit right now.
So a big three there by Jesperson that again serves as the antacid battling the tummies. Superior chance along the baseline. A shot along the baseline by Friesner Berthume was too strong from close range, but the offensive putback by Calvin Anderson will answer for Superior, and Superior again, cuts back into the Memorial lead. Anderson, the bucket, with 1:40 to play in the first half. Memorial's lead cut to 27-20. Timeout taken by Memorial. We'll take one with them. 1:40 to play in the first half. Memorial up by 7. High school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped, I had a gun, and I was gonna take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
1:40 to play until halftime for Memorial High School. Right off of Claremont Avenue, Memorial leading Superior 27-20. Non-conference game, but a game that has as much importance because of seeding, both at 12-3. Memorial has been angling towards a great seed most of the season, and this would help to continue to strengthen that argument. Yeah, the playoffs are a month away, but the games today count just as much as those games in a couple of weeks. In terms of seeding, Memorial ball up by 7. They led by as many as 16 before Superior went on a spurt. Jesperson worms his way underneath, puts a shot off the glass, and he scores. Cooper Jesperson able to put it in for a pair, and the lead is up to 9.
And now Cooper Jesperson is coming alive.
Yeah, Jesperson up to 8 points in the ball game now. Ball in the deck at the top of the key. Everybody fighting for that ball right now, and it's Memorial ball with a player on the deck and a timeout taken by Memorial. So Simmons got his hands on it as he was able to win the ball free from that scrum just long enough for Chad Briskey to be granted the timeout. Exactly 1 minute to go until halftime. We'll step aside as well. Memorial up 29-20. High school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Memorial basketball, 1 minute to play until halftime coming out of the timeout. Heck of a play by Simmons a moment ago in that scrum to work the ball free. It was like it was one last wing in the bucket, and he wasn't going to be denied having himself a dinner. Memorial, though, right corner three on the way is off the mark, and on the ensuing rebound, a foul called on Memorial. And with Superior in the double bonus, we'll walk the other way down to the right, and Calvin Anderson's going to get a couple of free throws. Second foul called on Samir Simmons in this ball game. So Anderson to the line, trying to cut into a 9-point Memorial lead as Anderson's first free throw is good. By the way, should mention, Derek is a trooper today. Derek just got braces put in and is learning how to talk with marshmallows in his mouth. Derek, you're surviving, aren't you?
Barely, though.
Anderson makes both free throws. He's up to 5 points, the lead cut to 7. Yeah, as upset as Derek is, by the way, at having to have braces put in. And you are upset at Mommy and Daddy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
I will gladly show you the bill. For as upset as you may be, I will show you the bill. Memorial basketball with 37 seconds to play until halftime. And we're going to get a travel called on Memorial. Ball was thrown into Amboga, left wing. Not quite sure what he did, but they blow it dead. And a travel called on Memorial. Ball back to Superior. And they can hold for the last shot. No shot clock, but with 35 seconds left, it's more realistic anyway that they can hold for the last shot of the first half. Anderson has it left wing. He'll leave it over to Saniger, who's had himself a marvelous first half for Superior. Left wing to Friesner-Berthume. Down to 12, down to 11. Left side, Friesner-Berthume got it out to Saniger. 7-6, Saniger now drives inside the arc, gets into the lane, floated with the right hand, off the back heel, no. Rebound pawed around a bit, a put back at the, oh, they're going to call a foul with 0.5 to go. They got the ball, was picked up by Drew Eisel for Superior. Underneath, he was trying to put up a desperation shot at the horn, and they call the foul. They're going to get a foul on Ian Bauer of Memorial, and that will send Eisel to the line, the sophomore to shoot a pair. Free throw on the way is good. Eisel trying to make Memorial pay for this last second foul. So the lead cut to 6. That's a tough break there for Memorial, Derek.
Yeah, that is very tough.
Second free throw on the way. That's off the back heel. No good. And the buzzer will sound ending the first half. So Memorial will take a 29-23 lead into the dressing room. They had a 16-point lead at one point before Superior was able to go on a run of their own. Issue for Memorial, by the way, all those fouls. Superior was playing bully ball early on. The officials weren't necessarily calling it as the teams were trading paint underneath. But as that half went along, the officials got a little bit more whistle happy. They were calling all of the bumping and bruising, and that benefited Superior more as foul issues could play a factor in the second half.
Yeah, that could be huge. 10 points. 10 points is 10 points. No matter how you score them, they got them through the line.
10 points at the free throw line for Superior in that first half. Well, Memorial leads 29-23. We'll take a break. We'll come back. When we do, Derek will have some stats for you from this first half. This is High School Basketball, presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's halftime update, a recap of the first half, and a look around other area action on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it. FeedingAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify, and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tonight's halftime update. Let's go back to the court and Scott Montesano.
And we are at halftime for Memorial High School. The Memorial Old A is on top of the Superior Spartans, 29-23. Memorial opened up a 16-point lead at 24-8. And we're rolling at that point in time. Superior's only offense was coming through Trayson Saniger. But over the last 7 or so minutes of the first half, Superior got back into the ball game. They found some other offense, and fouls became an issue for Memorial, with Superior chipping into the deficit at the free throw line. So Memorial has the 29-23 lead at the break. Derek, before we get to stats, some of your impressions from that first half.
Well, like you said, it had to have been the free throws. Now, Superior has only come up with 13 points shooting. All those other points have come from the free throw line.
Yeah, they're only getting those 13 points from the field. Saniger's been the only guy that's really been able to score regularly for them from the floor. But that's where the fouls become an issue. The fouls weren't being called the first few minutes, but as the game went on, the officials let them play a very congested style early on with no foul being called, as though it was bumper to bumper on Highway 53 at 4:30 in the afternoon. But as time went on, they began to call all the fender benders, and that benefited Superior. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Leading scorers in that first half for Superior, Trayson Saniger with 12 points, Calvin Anderson with 5. Meanwhile, for Memorial, Cooper Wesley Mboga had a quick 10 points early on in the ball game. Cooper Jesperson got hot late. He's got 8 points. So Mboga and Jesperson, as usual, leading the charge for Memorial.
Yeah, and here we go with some team statistics. Starting off with Memorial, they've shot 7 for 13 from 2 points.